Hello and welcome to Coffee and Catechism, a regular podcast on the Catechism of the Anglican Church in North America. I am but your amateur catechist, Richard Reeb. This is a production of Amateur Anglican. This is to be released on Friday, July the 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Today, the collect of the day is on Mary Magdalene. Almighty God, whose blessed Son restored Mary Magdalene to health of body and of mind, and called her to be a witness to his resurrection, mercifully grant that, by your grace, we may be healed from all our infirmities and know you in the power of this unending life, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. All of us are Mary Magdalene. We've all been saved in health of mind and body. Coffee. So I'm still drinking the Colombian roast. Probably the last of it, and enjoying it very much. It's a nice smooth blend. So we're on question 173 of the Catechism. What is God's name? And for this reason, I don't really think I'm going to editorialize too much because it's dangerous editorialize too much on my own, probably without doing a whole firm, you know, sermon development and sketch, but scripture says plenty, so we'll read that, and a quick quote from Chrysostom, and that'll probably pretty much be it for this one, for fear of trampling on his holy name. So question 173, what is God's name? God's name reveals who he is, his nature, his character, his power, and his purposes. The name God reveals to Moses is I am who I am, or simply I am. This name means that he alone is truly God. He is the source of his own being. He is holy and just, and he cannot be defined by his creatures. Question 173. What is God's name? God's name reveals who he is, his nature, his character, his power, and his purposes. The name God reveals to Moses is I am who I am, or simply I am. This name means that he alone is truly God. He is the source of his own being. He is holy and just, and he cannot be defined by his creatures. All right, so let's read the scriptural references. Exodus 3, 6 and 14. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Exodus 15:11. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds and doing wonders? Psalm 99. The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The king in his might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called upon his name. They called the Lord, and he answered them. In the pillar of the cloud he spoke to them. He kept his testimonies in the statute that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. And there's three separate single verses in from Isaiah. You have Isaiah 5:16, 42:8, and 47:4. 5:16. But the Lord of hosts is exalted in justice, and the holy God shows himself holy in righteousness. 42:8. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praises to carved idols. 47:4. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. John 8:58. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And Revelation, final is Revelation, the Revelation of John, chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So question 173, what is God's name? God's name reveals who he is. So this is the ancient understanding of the name reveals something of the character of the thing that it is named. As moderns, we have this tendency to think of a name completely disassociated from any, it's just a name. It doesn't mean anything. Whereas what's true is that a name reveals something of the thing. Naming a child is an important thing because that's the, you're calling into existence something over that child. Right? Those words that are used over and over and over and over and over again to call the name of the child has a teaching process in it. So we should be careful we name our children. God's name reveals who he is, his nature, his character, his power, and his purposes. The name God reveals to Moses is, I am who I am, or simply I am. This name means that he alone is truly God, he is the source of his own being, he is holy and just, and he cannot be defined by his creatures. So we don't decide who he is, which is why, you know, the scripture is called the revealed word, right? It's divinely inspired. We can't search out God because we are finite trying to examine the infinite. He tells us who he is. We don't get to tell him who he is. Because it's absurd. You know, it's like an ant looking at a mountain. The ant looking at the universe, like us looking at the universe, you know. The God who created all of this, that's some pretty impressive stuff, and I think we should sit in sackcloth and ashes and think carefully about ever questioning his purposes. He is great. He is the I am who I am. The self-existent one. He has no beginning, no end. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I have, he says, of himself, I am who exists, the self-existent one. John Chrysostom. Moreover, do you wish to learn about his eternity? Listen to what Moses said about the Father. When he had inquired what he should answer if he should be asked by the Egyptians who it was that had sent him, he was bidden to say, he who is sent me. Now, the words he who is means that he exists always and is without beginning, and he exists and exists as Lord and Master. Here ends the reading. In saying self-existent one, he puts himself higher than in any of us, right? We can't derive our own existence. We are not our source of our own existence. We don't call ourselves into being or know that we have always existed. And of course, when he tells this to Pharaoh, this is also telling Pharaoh that he's superior to all the Egyptian gods, which all have sort of origination stories, right? So God is the self-existent one. And then, of course, Jesus himself uses that phrase of himself in John 8:58. Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." And here's Cyril of Alexandria. "Again does Christ advance to his wanted and favorite contrivance, for he speaks at times exceeding obscurely and overshadowing his exposition with diverse veils, suffers it not to be open to all. But when he sees that the hearers understand nothing at all, then having stripped a discourse of his obscurity, he sets it before them plain and clear. And this he studies to do on the present occasion. For since he found that they understood nothing, albeit a long discourse had been gone through, nor yet they were able to understand that he is both eternal as being of an eternal Father, and that he is incomparably greater than Abraham as being God, now he says openly, adding amen in the rank of an oath for confirmation, and of the things said, before Abraham was, I am. And we shall in no wise think that the only begotten is boasting of being before Abraham only, for he is before all time, and hath his generation most ancient, being without beginning in the Father. But since the comparison with Abraham was before him at present, he says that he is elder than he, just as if the number of 100, for instance, were to say, I am greater than 10. It would not surely be saying this as having the next place above 10, but because it is exceedingly much superior and above 10. He therefore is not rivaling Abraham's times, nor does he affirm that he is some little precedent to his times. But since he is above all time and overpasseth the number of every age, he says that he is before Abraham uttering a truth. And exceedingly rightly and well does he of Abraham put, was of himself, I am, showing that to him he was made of things which are not, will fully surely follow the necessity of decaying to him that he that ever is will never befall the passing into not being. Greater therefore is he, and superior to Abraham. Greater is eternal, superior that he decays not as he does. Here ends the reading. So, of course, Christ does not enter into decay, spends a couple nights in a tomb, and rises from the dead. Once, of course, proving for all that he is life, right? You can't kill life, trampling death by death, right? So, he that is overcomes death. So, that's question 173. What is God's nature? Excuse me, what is God's name? That's God nature. But I guess it's kind of in his name is his nature. So God's name reveals who he is, his nature, his character, his power, and his purposes. The name God reveals to Moses is I am who I am, or simply I am. This name means that he alone is truly God. He is the source of his own being. He is holy and just, and he cannot be defined by his creatures. I want to thank you for listening. You can send feedback, amateuranglican@gmail.com, amateuranglican@gmail.com. Sorry for the slight break in podcasting. It's been very busy in the Reeb household. I had tests last week. My wife had tests. You know, I'm 52. I got to get tests, right? Make sure I don't have cancer or some other thing that might kill me. So let's finish this out in prayer. Heavenly Father, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. look with compassion upon the heartfelt desires of your servants, and purify our disordered affections, that we may behold your eternal glory in the face of Christ Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.